Garwood Medical has an electric gadget which involves sending a very low electrical current right into the metal implant. While it now requires 8 hours of being hooked up to the device, it's better than being on a major antibiotic like vancomycin intravenously for weeks. Garwood President and CEO Wayne Bacon says his company's experimental device is better and different. He says some tests show the device completely killing the biofilm, or killing so much antibiotics kill the rest. Bacon says it's the difference between infection in tissue or on metal implants.
Body can shed that. There's blood flow. There's a lot of things going on. But when a bacteria attached to a metal implant, there is no blood flow. So they tend to attach to it. They multiply, and then when they're threatened by your immune system or by antibiotics, they form a slime called a biofilm over themselves and therefore protect themselves from your immune system and from antibiotics.
Bacon says it's a use of chemistry, with the flow of electricity using the oxide on the metal to produce hydrogen, which changes the pH in the area, killing the bacteria. Proof of the value of school chemistry. Garwood has raised millions of dollars for development, since federal approval would open the way for a treatment which avoids the massive amounts of money from implants which go bad and have to be removed and replaced. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.